Now you will see here that sacrifice means that all that you have, you lose for. And then it so happens, automatically what will happen is that what is loose force will be again offered back. This is the law of life. In fact, this is what Shri Krishna wants to say. If you want to study what is the world, we say that Bhagavad Gita or Upanishad or the Veda are the books of knowledge. And this knowledge is threefold. God knowledge, soul knowledge and world knowledge. Now if you want to know what is the world knowledge in the Gita, this is the world knowledge. And if you see the whole world, analyze the whole world, you will find only this basic point. It is a wavy movement, first of all. There is a huge pulsation going on. The world is nothing but a pulsation. It may seem very simple statement, but it is so. All truths are simple. The whole world ultimately is nothing but one pulsation. The human body is nothing but pulsation. Even matter, which seems to be inert, is also, if you examine it, it is nothing but pulsation. This pulsation has only two rhythms, losing forth and return. Very simple. But in ignorance, what happens is that what is returned by nature, we try to keep with ourselves. Because of ignorance, we do not know that this is the law. Whatever comes unto us, we keep within ourselves and we don't lose force again. Now when you do not lose force again, you become inactive. Although you may seem to be active, but actually you are not doing what is to be done. Real action is nothing but losing force. Therefore all action is nothing but yajna. Action which is not done as a yajna is that which is really not action. It is inaction actually, it is bondage, it is inertia. You remain fixed. Remain ignorant, remain bound. So this is the true knowledge of the whole world. And Sri Krishna says that even if you do not know this law and even if you think I am not keeping with myself, it will never be possible. The world is such that even though unwillingly, it will be taken away from you. The world movement is such, only in your consciousness you will think that no, this is still remaining with me. But actually, the world's movement is such that nothing will remain with you. It will be loosed forth by itself, by force as it were. So in ignorance, we keep ourselves, whatever comes to us, even when it is again loose forth, we still feel that we should cling to it. And there is a strife and strain as a result of that. And there is bondage. All bondage is nothing but simply this. Whatever is in you or is thrown into you, you try to hold it. And whatever is still coming into you, you are still trying to amass, as it were, it is, you are doing it, as it were, you are amassing. Actually it is coming because the whole universe is nothing but this movement. Even if you don't do anything at all, this movement will go on all the time, and there is karma yoga. Do nothing and allow this movement to go on by itself. That is karma yoga, because it will be automatically loose forth, it will be returned, again loose forth, again return. This is the real meaning of yajna. To loose forth all that you have, and then it is an automatic law that whatever you lose forth again comes back from the whole universe again.